Did you know that humans are getting shorter? What does bacon and eggs have to do with the CIA successfully overthrowing the government of Guatemala? Which country has a life expectancy of only 14 years old? Learn the stories behind these and so much more in my new book, Facts That Aren't True. Don't forget about my other book, Rational Answers to Stupid Questions. Link in the description. Precious, dude. So if evolution was true, what would the evidence look like?
If evolution was true, what would the evidence look like?
Yep.
Well, it just can't be true. That's the problem. It can't be true.
Yeah, so instead of begging the question and just saying it's wrong and it can't be right because I declare it to be wrong, why don't you actually engage honestly? So, if evolution was true, what would the evidence look like? If you don't know, that's fine. I can tell you about it.
I've just said to you that the evidence can't... I can't tell you what the evidence will look like because it's not possible. Because when you try to put it...
Right. Do you know what? Do you know what circular reasoning is?
No, go for it. Give me an explanation on what circular reasoning is.
Oh, man. Okay. So it is when the thing you're trying to... It is when you use the thing you're trying to prove as the evidence of the thing you're trying to prove. Evolution is false. And I can prove to you that evolution is false because evolution can't be true. Therefore, evolution is false.
What? Say it again. I don't think that made sense. I think you just did it backwards. Say it again. Explain it again.
I will in a second. I just need to block some toxic asshole. Anyways... Circular reasoning is when you use your conclusion as evidence of the thing you're trying to prove. So in this case, what you're doing is saying...
Okay.
You want me to ask you the question over again?
No, you asked me a question saying what would it look like if it were to be true? So it's a hypothetical anyway. So hypothetical.
Let's apply the way you think to a court of law. This person being charged as guilty. You're the lawyer for that person. Your Honor, my client pleads innocent, and my client is innocent. I know that my client is innocent because we are claiming that my client is innocent. That is the evidence. In fact, it's not possible that my client is guilty. I rest my case.
Okay, but you asked me what would the evidence look like.
Yep.
And I'm saying... That I'm trying to imagine. When I try to imagine what the evidence would look like, I think to myself, "Well, how could I imagine for something that's impossible to happen? Because I've never seen a cup of tea make itself. So why am I going to assume that life forms create themselves and then all of a sudden spontaneously created all the different variations from the same environment over a long period of time? You're trying to say that time.
Have you read any book ever?
Hold on. Time and environment does not create nothing, my friend. You can have all the time." All the environment you want, and you will have absolutely nothing.
Nothing.
So,
okay.
So you would
no
have,
think.
You would absolutely,
no
you would
think.
Have,
is, I. We're seeing plenty of no think here.
Yeah,
anyways, if evolution, what evolution tells us is that all life on the planet evolved from an original organism. That is what the crazy evolutionists say, right?
Yeah. Okay.
Now, we can take that claim, and there is evidence that would support that claim. This is how you do science. Now, if everything on the planet originally came from the first organism, what would the evidence supporting that idea look like?
So you're trying to say there'd be some sort of trail that would lead it all back to one remaining source.
That is what the evolutionists say is the case. What would the evidence supporting that be?
If you assume the outcome at the if you beg the question and assume the outcome,
this is not begging the question.
Hold on.
It's a hypothesis.
Can you let me finish my own
buddy?
Thing, please.
I have talked to hundreds of people just like you. I know where you're going with this. This fallacy that you accuse science of begging the question or whatever, or confirmation bias. This is not how it works. A hypothesis is a tentative explanation that has not been tested yet. If you find evidence that supports your hypothesis, you're not begging the question. You found evidence for it because we don't know the evidence yet, but we're predicting what the evidence would be. So complete, like divorce yourself from that talking point because it's utterly ridiculous. And I can prove that even you don't believe it because we could just apply it to literally anything else. Like the court of law, okay. For example. Somebody is accused of being guilty. And if we find evidence that confirms the guilty charge, then are we begging the question? Are we doing confirmation bias? No. That's not how that works. So we're not doing this. Okay, the question remains.
How long does it take for you to evolve some common sense and allow me to finish to what I'm saying before you try to paint the picture of what I'm actually saying? Maybe because you're
I literally don't need you to finish your thought because I knew where it was going 2 years ago when I had talked to the 500th person that made the exact same talking point that you did. And you muted yourself. I didn't mute you, so I don't know what's going on.
I'm muting myself because I don't want to interrupt you.
If everything on the planet does have comes from the original organism in the past, what would the evidence look like?
If life forms were making themselves, then basically we would have some sort of more of an indication of actually things evolving. Like when are you going to evolve some common sense? For example, are you going to evolve as an ape?
That's fucking precious that you can't do this, dude. True. But anyways, if everything on the planet did come from the original organism, what would the evidence of that look like?
It would look like when people have these spontaneous mutations, women would be giving birth to slightly transitional kind of creatures, but that doesn't happen in reality.
That's called Pokemon. Pokemon is an anime, so it's not science. So I don't know why somebody would say something so humiliatingly stupid. Yes, Pokemon is not science. I agree. Neither is anime. I don't know why somebody would humiliate themselves publicly and make that kind of statement. Then again, I think you might be a flat earther, which is par for the course.
Can you see my
picture? So anyways, I'm going to keep asking the same question until you say you don't know or give a real answer. If everything that is alive today is the descendant of the first organism, what would the evidence look like?
It would look like the signature of the creator that created like the same with a car. Like you'd have a Hyundai and all the Hyundais. That's what it looked like.
That was a nondescript non-answer. Can you give me
the question?
I'm asking you for what would the scientific evidence we could look for to confirm that everything came from the original organism? Creator. What would that evidence look like?
Exactly like it came from the creator. That's what it would look like.
So I'm not telling you that this is one of the weirdest things I've ever seen.
That's what it would look like. It would look like the creators.
This is one of the weirdest things I've ever heard. I asked you for what the secular scientific evidence would look like, and you said it would look like it would look like the evidence of the competing idea. That's insane. The way that you just said the secular scientific data would look like religion. I don't know why you would do that. Maybe you're just incapable of thinking about anything outside of the bubble you live in. I've seen this with flat earth science deniers, though. They literally cannot look at the world through any lens other than their own. So they accuse people of the kinds of fallacies and shortcomings in logical thinking that they themselves have. And they say, if evolution is true, then we should see organisms give birth to new organisms, because according to me the whole universe is only a few thousand years old, so that's the only possible way it could happen. You're incapable of looking or trying to hypothetically understand something from somebody else's point of view. It's really tragic. But anyways, I think I've described it to the best of my ability, so now I'm going to ask you the exact same question again. And we're going to see if you can actually get this. So don't tell me that the evidence for the secular scientific account, don't give me magic and God and stupid stuff
when
like
I
that.
Look at, when I look at the evidence,
can you in any way think of what the scientific evidence that would support evolution, what it would look like. Can you give one example?
When I look at the scientific evidence of the evolutionary theory, back in the day, your ancestor was a fish that evolved into a land creature.
So, yeah, could you give me what the evidence would look like?
It would look like a fish that evolved into a land creature.
Right? Well, we have that evidence, so congratulations. So we have found Tiktaalik. So we have the evidence that you said.
Okay, your ancestor's a fish, and you're a fish monkey.
If my ancestor was a fish, then what we should see is a transition from fish organisms, that vertebrates that live in the water, transitioning to the land. They're called tetrapodomorphs. We have several examples of tetrapodomorphs. So we do have the evidence that you said should exist. We have Tiktaalik and Ichthyostega, which is probably more of a semi-permanent land-dwelling tetrapodomorph.
Homo sapiens as well, yeah? You're a Homo sapien?
I am, yeah. Pretty sure you are too.
You're a Homo sapien, mate. You might be a Homo sapien. You might be an ape.
You're not a human being. That's what you're telling me.
Not an ape. That's the thing.
You're a Homo sapiens, right?
You might be a fish ape. You're a fish ape, not me. You're the one who's sitting here telling me your ancestors.
You're not a Homo sapiens.
You're the one trying to convince me that you're a fish.
Chat. It thinks it's not a Homo sapiens. Chat. This might be. Chat. This might be April's brother. Remember, Homo sapiens never existed, bruv. Chat. It might be April's brother. I'm not 100% sure, but it might be.
Your great ancestor was a fish, yes?
I don't know what great ancestor specifically means.
Before the dinosaurs are wiped out, right? Because you believe in Jurassic Park as well, yeah? So before the dinosaurs, right?
There is a movie called Jurassic Park, yeah.
So your evolution when you follow back your...
Oh, man, I'm not interested in your idiotic straw man. So, anyways... You said that the evidence of evolution would be like some sort of transitional fish fossil, and that does exist. So we have at least one line of evidence that confirms evolution. Could you name one other thing, scientific evidence that could be found that would confirm evolution? Can you think of one more? If you can't, I'll just tell you some.
Yeah, obviously we've got the hallmark of the creator that links to all the creation. So
I'm not asking you for evidence of magic or whatever you believe. Assuming... I'm asking you for secular scientific evidence. And all you can do is tell me about the sky Santa that you worship. So,
But you've got no Santa. You've got invisible forces making things. So your gravity, yeah, you were created by gravity and environments. Is that what you're saying? So inanimate objects created.
No, only an idiot would say that.
A cup of tea made you, yeah? A cup of tea made itself, bro, in your world. So a cup of tea made itself, yeah? That's what you're saying? Because cup of teas make themselves, don't they? They don't need a creator. They can just make themselves with, what, billions of years? Oh, add billions and billions. Oh, what happens? Nothing. You've got nothing.
Why is it that we can see billions of light years?
Is it really?
Why is it that we can see billions of light
years? You're an ape. You can't tell.
Why is it that we can see billions of light years? That's the only question that you're going to answer. Okay. Why is it?
Because apes can't tell what they're looking at.
Why can we see billions of light years?
Apes can't see that far.
Why can we see billions of light years?
Apes can't see that far, mate.
Yeah, so the question is, why can we see billions of light years?
Apes don't know they're apes. Apes don't know they're apes.
Why is it that we can see billions of light years?
You're an ape, bro.
Why is it that we can see billions of light years?
You're a homo ape. Homo ape fish. Fish ape, bro. Homo. Which is it? Homo sapien ape fish. What are you?
That's kind of funny.
What are you? Homo sapien ape fish.
Hey, man, if you can't be smart and if you can't be good looking, at least be funny.
I'm just saying, this is what you believe in. I'm not being rude.
Imagine that you've got all three. Right?
I'm not being rude. Oh, man. I'm not being rude, bro. How does a Homo sapien ape fish know about billions of years or billions of distances? You're a Homo sapien.
They use their brains. That's something that you wouldn't be able to comprehend.
How can a Homo sapien ape fish use its brain? How can a Homo sapien ape fish use its brain, bro?
It's actually not that hard. You sort of can't help but use your brain.
You need a few million years. You need a few million years.
You can help it. You somehow choose not to.
You need to evolve, bro. You need to evolve in it. Like, when's your update? When you get
you
your
need
update,
to evolve
like,
in
when'd
it?
When'd you get common sense? When'd you get your common sense?
Random guy, I have a question. What when'd day will it be? Random guy, what day will it be 2 days from now?
Oh, right. Tuesday. Why would we be spinning and spiraling? Are you still spinning and spiraling, mate? I know you're spinning and spiraling, and you're a fish monkey.
Homo sapiens fish.
Fish monkey ape, yeah, like spinning and spiraling.
fish monkey ape, yeah.
A fish spinning and spiraling monkey ape, really? That's what you are, isn't it? Like, so how are you going to know that's billions of years? Obviously, we're all apes, isn't it? We're all dumb apes. We don't know what the hell's going on. We're all dumb apes, isn't it? That's what we are.
We're all dumb apes, isn't it?
Isn't it? Isn't it, bro? We're all Homo sapiens dumb apes, isn't it? Do you know what I mean?
Know. No!
So, how do you know that's billions of years away if you're a Homo sapiens dumb ape fish? If you're a fish ape, yeah, how do you know?
Technology.
Oh, yeah, technology from a fish ape. Fish apes don't understand technology. You don't understand how this phone works, bro. You don't understand the technology in this phone. What does fish ape know about anything?
Well, I don't really know how phones work all that well. I mean, I know that they receive microwave.
Because you're a fish ape, Because you're a fish ape. You're a self-confessed fish ape, bro. You're a self-confessed.
Well, not exactly. Do you know what an ape is?
I'm a Homo sapien ape that evolved from like nothing and billions of years of the same environment with all this complexity of life. All this complexity have come from exactly the same environment. Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. On its face, it falls flat. There's no possible way that your theory of magic cups of tea making themselves into life forms could ever happen in a billion years, bro. So, as a fish ape, you've got a lot to learn.
What knowledge am I lacking?
What knowledge are you lacking? The knowledge that you don't get learning in school, brother. The knowledge that you don't learn that Jurassic Park is a real place that you can go. Yeah, do you like Jurassic Park, mate? Do you believe in Jurassic Park?
Steven Spielberg directed a movie called Jurassic Park, yeah.
Do you believe it? Do you believe dinosaurs? Do you miss the T-Rex?
I miss T-Rex?
The Homo sapien T-Rex, yeah? Do you miss your Homo sapien fish monkey T-Rex? You know what I mean? Like, what's going on?
That's a great question, but I don't know.
You know what I mean, bro? Like, imagine all the people that are spontaneously mutating. Who are they going to make with?
Imagine all the people.
Who are they going to make with?
Living for today. I'm a really bad singer. I'm sorry about that. Anyways, what do you want to talk about?
I'm going to save you fish monkey yet, spinning, spiraling, fucking... I don't know what's going on, bro.
Like, you want to talk about fish monkeys fucking? Okay, well... So a fish has something kind of like a cloaca, but an ape has a wiener, right? So hypothetically, if we're going to go like with the boy ape and the fish and the girl fish, right? Then what I think you could do, the way I think this could work is... Well, that's not really. Do I have something better than that?
Cups of tea don't make. You want to make me a cup of tea, mate? Or is that cup of tea going to make itself? Maybe if you give it a few million years, that cup of tea will start making tea in it. Maybe put it in the right environment, give it a few million years, we'll have some tea in it. Maybe. Two sugars, please. Get 2 million years.
Anyways, what do you want to talk about?
But no, I think we've pretty much made the point that I mean to make. I think that it's backwards. I think creationism is true, and I think evolution is dumb. So,
what evidence of creationism do you have?
What evidence do you want to take? Take your pick. Everything around you. Look at your hand. Look at your eye. Look at your eyeball. Look at your head. Look at your hair. Look at your moustache. Look at your nose. Look at absolutely everything around you. Are you that blind? Oh my, you're an ape. You're an ape.
Oh man, you still don't know what begging the question is.
You don't know you're an ape. You don't know you're an ape. So, I can't help you, because you're a fish ape, and you need to evolve some common sense, my friend. So, until then, wait for your update. Maybe ask Apple to update your common sense. Maybe a few million years might, I don't know.
So, you don't have any evidence, so all you can do is crash out, isn't it?
I'm not crashing out, I'm just putting out facts, mate. You need to evolve.
I'm not crashing out, he said in a manically hysterical fashion, speaking at 12,000 Brazilian miles per hour.
You like the big numbers. I know you like billions of years and billions of miles and billions of this and billions of bullshits. On your bullshit, do you know what I mean? Your bullshit. That's what it is. Bullshit. So the end of the day, I might sound triggered, but I'm actually finding it funny that, you, that you're a spinning spiral in space ape and that you think that I'm the crazy one.
Spinning spiral, like space fish ape. That's funny.
That's what you are doing it. Like, let's be honest.
Yeah, you too. Your only option is to say that you're not a human, which would make you April's brother.
Listen, we're all human beings, right? I don't believe...
Oh, so you are a Homo sapiens. Okay.
No, I don't believe I'm a human. Is not what you believe it to be, mate. You might be an ape, and that's unfortunate. You know, you don't know you're an ape. You know what I mean?
Tell me one thing that apes have that we don't have, or that we have that apes don't have.
The ability to pass down information. For example, when we have a communication, you can teach an ape sign language. For example, you can teach an ape sign language. If you put the ape into the same cage with other apes, it would never be able to teach the other apes the sign language that it's learned. That monkeys can only emulate and copy what they're doing. And that's what you are. You're a copycat. You're a monkey that doesn't know that it's a monkey. You know what I mean?
That hurts my feelings.